Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Samachi, lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Tesla and Beis, and we're in the middle of the shackle of attire between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda was discussing the Pasukim Malachim by the Chanukah's Bayis Rishayin. The Pasuk stated, by Yemahu, Kidesh Hamelech as Techa Chotza, Ashel Fnei Beis Hashem, Ki Asa Shom Esa'ilu Vesamincha Veschal Be Ashlamim, Ki Mizbach Hanachosha, Shishel Fnei Hashem, Katon Meyach Kiel Esa'ilu Vesamincha Veschal Be Ashlamim. Rabbi Yehuda explained, Dvarim Kichsavam, and the Pasuk taught us that since the Mizbeach of Shlomo Hamelech was too small to be makir of all 142,000 kabbonis that were brought on that day, and therefore Shlomo was makdish to Ritzpas Hazara to be able to use as a mizbeach to be makdish the emurim. Therefore, the pasuk tells us that the mizbeach of Shlomo HaMelech, which was built in place of the original mizbeach and the chayshus of Moshe, was too small for all of the kabbonis. However, Rabbi Yisi brought a raya based on a comparison of the ratios between the mizbeach and the chayshus of Moshe. Rabbi Yisi holds was one amma square, and we saw in the pasuk that they brought 1,000 kabbonis on that Mizbeach, and the new Mizbeach of Shlomo, whose Maracha was 20 by 20 or 400 square Amos, and certainly the Mizbeach of Shlomo HaMelech was large enough to bring all 142,000 Kabbonis, and there was no need for Shlomo to be Makdish to Ritzpas HaZara. Therefore, Rabbi Yisi explained that the Pasuk is actually teaching us that on that day Shlomo HaMelech decommissioned the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe, as that Mizbeach was too small, and they started using the Mizbeach of Shlomo to be able to bring all 142,000 Kabbonis on that Mizbeach. And the Gemara then explained that although Rabbi Yisi holds that the area of the Maracha of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin was only one Amma square based on the Shita, that the top of the Mizbeach was only 5 Amis by 5 Amis, once you deduct the area that is the Makam HaKronis and Makam Hiluch Ragle HaKainim, then we were only left with one Amma by one Amma area for the Maracha. However, Rabbi Yehuda is going with Shitasai, as he holds that the actual top of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes that Moshe Rabbeinu built was 10 by 10 Amis. Therefore, even after deducting the Makam HaKronis and the Makam Hiluch the Maracha was still 6 Amos by 6 Amos, or 36 square Amos. Therefore, let's keep in mind that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mizbeach HaChitzayin was 3 Amos tall, however the top of the Mizbeach was 10 Amos square, and Rabbi Yisi holds that the Mizbeach HaChitzayin was only 5 Amos wide, but it was 10 Amos high. Our Gemara continues that aside for the fact that the Torah states that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was 3 Amos high, but Rabbi Yehuda had another question on Rabbi Yisi, as Omalei Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Yisi, that how can you say that the Mizbeach and the Cheshus was 10 Amis high, but Luke Fanema, but the Pasuk and Pasuk by Yaakov tells us, Urechotza Meir Ba'amo, Vurechim Chamishim Bachamishim, Vekoyim Chamish Amis, Shesh Mosra, Vadanem the Cheshus, and we see that the claim that surrounded the Chotza only 5 Amis high, and Efshe Koyin Oimid Agamis Bech, Vavid Biodai, Vachola Amroyin Oisim Mechotz, and how could it be that the Torah would teach us that the Koyin should stand on the Mizbeach, and he's holding the Avid in his hand, since the Mizbeach was 10 Amis high? So all the people that are outside the chutzah would be able to see the kohen doing the avodah, and this is a chesaron and tznius. However, the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi responds to Rabbi Yehuda, that I argue with you, we got to this point as well, as although you stated that the claim of the chutzah were only 5 amos high, however, I hold that they were much higher than that, and they were actually 15 amos high. And as Rabbi Yisi continues, Balik Fanema, but the Pasuk and Pashas Nasei tells us that when Klai Yisrael traveled, the Bnei Gershom were in charge of carrying the following, and the pasuk tells us, "Ves kalia chotzer, ves masach pesach shara chotzer, ashel a mishkan, balam mizbeach saviv, ves mistrim, ves kol kli avidasam, ves kol shi asulam ve'avadu." The Torah refers to the kliyim and the masach of the chotzer, ashel a mishkan, balam mizbeach, and the curtains blocked the mishkan as well as the mizbeach. Since we know that the height of the crush of the mishkan was 10 amos, as the pasuk in Pashas Truma tells us, "Esa amos urcha kerish ve'amu chetzia amu reicha ve'kerish echad," and therefore certainly the kliyim had to be 10 amos high. And therefore, Ma Mishkan Yud Amos, Af Mizbeach Yud Amos. And since we know that the Kroshim were 10 Amos high, so therefore the Kleim had to be at least 10 Amos high. And since the Kleim were around the Mizbeach as well, so therefore it must be that the Mizbeach was also 10 Amos high. We explained the Gemara based on Rashi. However, Ayin Tesis that points out that the Gemara is really bringing a hekesh between the Mizbeach and the Mishkan. And just like the Mishkan was 10 Amos high, therefore the Mizbeach was 10 Amos high. And Rabbi Yisi has now proven that the actual Kleim were not 5 amos, as Rabbi Yehuda stated, and instead were at least 10 amos high. Rabbi Yisi continues, Vo'imen, the Pasuk and Pashas by Yaakov states, Kleim Chamish Esri Amel, Kesef Amudeim Shlesha Vadneim Shlesha. Rabbi Yisi learned that this is not referring to the width of that area of the Mishkan, and instead it's referring to the height of the Kleim that surrounded the Chatzar. And therefore we see that the actual Kleim were 15 amos high, and even if the Kleim would stand on top of the Mizbech that was 10 amos high, the people would not be able to see the Kleim. Ayin Rashi at the top of Daf Samach Amud Aleph, even though this pasuk in Pasuk by Yaakov states, Chomish Esri Am El HaKasav, as Rashi explains, the word El HaKasav means Eitz El HaShar, which is near the gate, which is on the east of the Chatzah, however, Kasav Begay Bekamar, and he holds that it's talking about the height of the claim, V'huadin L'chol HaChatzah, and this would apply to all of the Chatzah as well. And Rabbi Yossi continues and asks that if I'm correct that the claim were 15 Amos high, so Matam Leim Hei Amos, so why does the Pasuk in Pashas Truma state that the claim were 5 Amos? Rabbi Yossi explains, Misfas Mizbech L'maylo, that the measurement of 5 Amos were from the top of the Mizbech and upwards, and that was the area that actually closed in and gave privacy to the Mizbech. And as Rashi states, Misfas Mizbech L'maylo, L'maylo Mizbech, Hei Goyben Hei Amos. And Rabbi Yossi still has to explain one more detail, as if I just explained that the Mizbech Achitzoin was 10 Amos high, so Matam Leimer V'sholish Amos Kamasai. So what does it mean when the Pasuk in Pashas Truma states that the Mizbech was 3 Amos high? And he explained, Misfas Sevev L'maylo, that as we know, there were various parts of the Mizbech. The Torah is telling us that from the top of the Seviv and upwards until the Kronis of the Mizbech, it was 3 Amos, and therefore from the bottom of the Mizbech up until that point was 9 Amos, and the Kronis of the Mizbech added another Amma to the height of the Mizbech for a total of 10 Amos. The Gemara now continues and reiterates a previous point, as although Rabbi Yossi just taught us that the Gzeira Shava Revua Revua is between the Mizbech and the Choshesh and the Mizbech Hazav of Rabbi Yehuda Ki Gam Gzeira Shava. Yehuda learned that the Gzeir Shavah is between the words Revu and Revua, and states by the gate of the Mizbech and the Choshes and the Mizbech of Yecheskel. Therefore, Yehuda learned that when the Torah tells us that the top of the Mizbech was 5 Amos wide, it means that it was 5 Amos from the center. Therefore, the total area of the top of the Mizbech was 10 Amos by 10 Amos, or 100 square Amos. And Rabbi Yehuda previously stated that the height of the Mizbech was 3 Amos, as the Pasuk tells us. And since Rabbi Yehuda previously taught us that the claim that surrounded the Chatzah were only 5 Amos high, so therefore the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yehuda can miskazi kohen, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the kohen stands at a Mizbech that was 3 Amos high, the people that are outside the Chatzah will still be able to see him, as the claim were only 5 Amos high. As Rashi states, Rabbi Yehuda, Nihinami deron kichsavam hakim miskazi kohen, da goiva shalish, the claim in el chamish, who atme gilm Amos, and the kohen himself was 3 Amos tall, nimsu roishalam ailam and a claim, and therefore his head would be able to be seen above the claim. However, the Gemara responds, that even though it's true that the head of the kohen would be able to be seen, however, the avodah that's in his hands would not be able to be seen by the people that are outside, and that would not be a chesaron and sneis. And the Gemara now returns to discuss the pasuk of Malachim Aleph that discussed the Chanukas Habayis of Shlomo HaMelech. The Gemara is, Bishlem l'Rabbi Yehuda, Hayin d'chsev kidesh, Bishlem according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk states, Bayemahu kidesh HaMelech as Teich HaChatzar, as Rabbi Yehuda already explained that the Mizbech that Shlomo built was not large enough to be makriv of 142,000 kabbonis that were brought on that day. Therefore, he had to be makdish to Ritzpas Hazorah as the Mizbeach. However, El Rabbi Yossi Maikidesh, but according to Rabbi Yossi, who taught us that they did use the Mizbeach of Shlomo in order to be makriv of all 142,000 kabbonis, so why would they have to be makadish to Hazorah? The Gemara answers, Lahamad ba Mizbeach. Rashi states, Kitchel l'shem Hazorah, Lahamad ba Mizbeach Avonim, they were makadish to Hazorah in order that he could place the Mizbeach on top of the Ritzpah of the Hazorah. The Gemara continues that the pasuk stated ki mizbech hanechoshes that shilufnei Hashem katar meachilas ha'ila v'samuncha v'schal be'ashlamim, and the Gemara now asks on Rabbi Yehuda as bishleim l'Rabbi Yossi hayinu d'chsev katarin, as according to Rabbi Yossi it makes a lot of sense that the reason why Shlomo HaMelech built the larger mizbech is because the mizbech of Moshe Rabbeinu was much smaller. Therefore, they had to replace the mizbech hanechoshes. However, Rabbi Yehuda might katarin, but according to Rabbi Yehuda that even the mizbech of Shlomo was too small and they had to be makdish to Ritzpas Hazara in order to bring 142,000 kabbonis. Why did the pasuk tell us that the mizbech and the chayshis of Moshe was too small, if even the mizbech of Shlomo was too small? The Gemara answers that in Chinami the pasuk is referring to the mizbech of Shlomo, even though it was built out of stone. The pasuk still refers to it as the mizbech and the chayshis. As Hachi Ka'amah mizbech avonim she'asa Shlomo tachas mizbech and the chayshis katnava, that the mizbech avonim that Shlomo HaMelech built, which was a substitute for the mizbech and the chayshis, that new stone mizbech was also too small to hold all 142,000. And as Rashi states, Hachi Ka'amar, Umishum de Koi bin Mokim Mizbech and Choshes, Vichilupoihu, Karle Mizbech and Choshes, over Divriyam Karle Hachi Bhadia, and as we find in Divriyamim, that the Pasuk states of Mufurish, and as the Pasuk states, Vyas Mizbech and Choshes, Esrim Amma Orkoi, Vesrim Amma Rachboi, Esa Amma is Kamasai, and certainly it is not referring to the Mizbech and Choshes of Mesha, as referring to the Mizbech of Vonim of Shlomo, and even though we know the Mizbech of Shlomo is 28 Amos by 28 Amos, however, as Rashi points out, that when the Pasuk states it was 20 by 20, it's referring referring to the Makom Aracha. Gemara continues, but my pligi, and what is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda? As Rashi points out, Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara Revuah in the Mizbeach Hazav, that why Rabbi Yisrael hold that we learn the words Revuah from the Mizbeach Hazav to the Mizbeach Anachoshes, and why is Rabbi Yehuda hold the Gemara Mishal Yicheskel, that we learn from the Mizbeach of Yicheskel to the Mizbeach Anachoshes of Moshe? The Gemara explains, Masav Adonim Chutz Bechutz, Vein Donim Chutz Bepfim, Rabbi Yehuda hold that we would rather learn the Mizbeach Anachoshes from the Mizbeach of Yicheskel, as both of these Mizbeaches were Mizbeach Yisachitainis. That is better than learning the Mizbeach Anachoshes from the Mizbeach Hazav, as Mizbeach Anachoshes was Mizbeach Achitain, and Mizbeach Hazav was Mizbeach Apnimi. The Gemara continues that even Rabbi Yisi would generally agree to Rabbi Yehuda, however, Masav Adonim Kli Mikli, Vein Donim Kli Mibinyin, and Rabbi Yisi states that we'd rather learn the Mizbeach Anachoshes from the Mizbeach Hazav, as both of them are Kalim, as both of them were portable, and we'd rather not learn the Dinu Mizbeach Anachoshes from the Mizbeach of Yicheskel, as the Mizbeach Anachoshes was portable, and the Mizbeach of Yicheskel was made of stone, and it was not portable. And even though, according to Rabbi Yisi, the Mizbeach Anachoshes was 10 amis high, and it was very large, it's still categorized as a Kli, as the Pasuk states, the Chol Kelim of Tasa Anachoshes, and therefore we see that all Kelim were made out of Anachoshes, and since the Mizbeach Achitzain that Moshe built was made out of copper, therefore it was categorized as a Kli, and the Mizbeach Anachoshes and the Mizbeach Hazav were both not attached to the ground, while the Mizbeach Avonim of Shlomo was attached to the ground. The Gemara continues that we saw in Daf Nun Tesamen Aleph that Amrava made Rabbi Yehuda Bedamim, even though Rabbi Yehuda taught us that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh Juritzbes Hazara, and they were able to be Makhtadei Murim on the floor of the Hazara. However, Rabbi Yehuda is Maida, certainly the Zrikas Hadam of the Kabanois had to be done on the Mizbeach. Rava continues that how do I know this is the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanyan, as we learned in the Brisa, and this Brisa is in Mesechtes Pesachim on Daf Samachay, and we also saw in Daf Lama Dalam and Beis, Rabbi Yehuda stated, Kois Echor Hayimalim Yudama Terevis Veshevcha Gab Mizbeach, Shem Yishofach Domi Shal Achsman Nimsa Zemach Shirai, and when Klai Yisrael would bring the Karim Pesach, so there were so many Kabanois that were being brought, so there was a potential that the dam from one of the Mizrakais fell, and the Shvicha for that person's carbon did not happen properly, and therefore the carbon was pasul. In order to make sure that every carbon was kosher, so they would take another kais and they would fill it up from the dam that was mixed together that was lying on the floor, and they would then pour it onto the Mizbeach, and this way the carbon would be kosher. As we previously learned, that even though the dam of Tamsis was mixed in, however, Rabbi Yehuda holds in dam and vatal dam, and Rabbi Yehuda also teaches us that the matana of the dam of the Karim Pesach was done through Shvicha and not through Zrika. Rava continues, if you will say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Azor was even Mekudesh Legabi Zrikas Hadam or Shvichas Hadam, why would Rabbi Yehuda give this Eitza? But the Shvicha already occurred at the time that the Kohen dropped the blood from the Kli Shareis and it fell onto the floor. Therefore, we see that the Azor was not Mekudesh Legabi Zrikas Hadam or Shvichas Hadam. However, the Gemara is, V'dil Mishum the Kasava Shvicha Mikayach Adam Binan, how can you bring a Raya as possibly Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Azor was even Mekudesh Benegias Zrikas and Shvichas Hadam? And the only reason when the blood fell onto the floor of the Azara that was not considered valid Shvichas Adam is because Shvichas has to be done Mikoyach Adam. This blood just fell onto the floor. But the Gemara states, Im Kein Nishkalei V'Nishpech Le'aduchtei, if Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the Ritzpas Hazara was Mekudesh even B'negei Shvichas Adam, then why would Rabbi Yehuda say that we have to take that kais and spill it on the Mizbeach? All Rabbi Yehuda should state it was we should take a kais and we should take the blood and we'll pour it onto the floor, as the floor is considered the Azara, and therefore the Chayr, we have a right, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Azara was not Mekudesh Legabi Zriko or Shvichas Adam. However, once again, the Gemara says it's not a valid raya, as Vidum Mishum Nubi'ina Mitzvah Minamufcha, as it's possible the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda stated they have to do Shvichah on the Mizbeach is because that's Mitzvah Minamufcha, and the Chavchila, certainly you should do Shvichah on the Mizbeach. However, possibly we could still say that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the Ritzpas Hazar was Mekudesh even B'digei Shvichas Adam, and if the Kohen picked up the blood in a Kais and then B'di'eved went and spilled it on the floor, then the carbon would be valid, and therefore Rava doesn't have a riot from this brisa that Kedushas HaRitzpah of the Azara was only B'negei HaHekta Chalavim Ve'Varim and not B'negei Zrikas Adam. And in Tezis Diba Masal May Rabbi Yehuda B'damim, and Tezis Bader Tema Maika Saka Dakta Meikara, how could we even have a Hamina that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the Zrikas Adam could be done on the Ritzpah Hazara if we know the Karen of the Mizbeach as well as the Kevesh as well as Revuah and the Yisoid on Ma'akiv Zrikas Adam? Therefore certainly Zrikas Adam cannot be done on the floor of the Azara. And Ayin in Tesis on Daf Nun Aleph from the Beis as well, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Elazar teaches us, and as we know, the Shiori HaMincha, which went to the Kohen, which was Kachi Kachim, could be eaten in the Azara for one day and one night. Rabbi Elazar teaches us that if someone brought a Karim Mincha, and afterwards the Mizbech became Pogum and became Puzzle, even though the Kmitza was already placed on the Mizbech prior to that point, however, in Eichlam Begino, Shiori HaMincha, one would still not be able to eat the Shiraim of the Mincha. And as the Pasuk and Pasha Sav teaches us, by Neseris Mimeno, Yoichlu Aaron Ovano, Matzes Te Ochel, B'mokrim Kodosh, B'chatzar Elomoyed Yoichlu Ha. The Pasuk seems to tell us that you have to eat the Shiori Mincha right next to the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Elazar's Medayik, V'chi Eitzel Mizbeach Achlua, did the Kohen really eat it right next to the Mizbeach? Certainly the Kohen had a right to eat it anywhere in the Azara. And as Rashi brings from the same Pasuk and Pasha Sav that tells us, Matzes Te Ochel, B'mokrim Kodosh, therefore Rabbi Elazar teaches us, El Bizman Shu Sholem, V'loy Bizman Shu Chosar, that the Pasuk is telling us that you have to eat the Shiori Mincha at a time that the Mizbeach is still Sholem and Kosher, and not at a time that the Mizbeach is Pogum or Pasol. The Gemara continues, Eshchon Shiori Mincha, the Beleza Torah says din, B'degeya Shiori Mincha, Kachi Kachim Minolan, and how do we know the same din applies, B'degeya Kachi Kachim, and even if one brought Kachi Kachim properly, the Kohen would not be able to eat the Basar unless the Mizbeach is still Kosher, but if the Mizbeach became Pogum, then the Kohen would not be able to eat Kachi Kachim, and some Agurus ask your Kodesh Kodesh, and we learn Xerah Shava from the words Kodesh that states by Mincha, and as the next Pasuk states, Lo Yoseh Ofer Chometz, Chalkum Nesati Yisra Me'ishai, Kodesh Kodoshim Hi, Kachatis V'chashom, and B'degay other Kachay Kachim, the Torah uses Lashon Kodesh, and therefore this Din of Rabbi Elazar doesn't only apply to Shiori Mincha, but applies to all Kachay Kachim, and the Gemara continues, Kachim Kalim Minayin, and how do we know that this same Din applies to Kachim Kalim, and Omar Bayin Abayin states, Asim Midrash of Rabbi Yisi, that we learn it based on the Drash of Rabbi Yisi, and the Makar B'negei Kachim Kalim will be at the end of a long raya. Baya continues to bring the sheet to Rabbi Yisi, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Yisi Aime Gimel Dvarim, Mishum Gimel Zakenim. Rabbi Yisi taught us three memories in the name of three Zakenim, and each one of these Zakenim said one of these memories, and Rashi and Tzmur and Daf Chaf Alpha and Al states that the three Zakenim were Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kivim, Ben Azai, and our Gemara will continue with one of the memories, and will only discuss the memory of Rabbi Shmuel, and as the Gemara continues, Vizeh Echemhen, the following memory of Rabbi Shmuel is one of these memories. And before we continue, let us discuss two concepts that are related to each other. Number one, as Rashi points out, that Rabbi Shmuel will hold that Kedushas Haaretz Lei Batla, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is not batal. Therefore, if someone has produce, they have to take off all trumais and all maisrais. However, ultimately, the Gemara will also come out. Rabbi Shmuel will hold Kedusha Rishonah Shel Bayis, that the original Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash or the Makom HaMikdash is Kitchel Shaita, Veloy Kitchel Asad Lavai, and we will see how that will be relevant to our Gemara. And as the Brisa continues, Rabbi Shmuel Oimed, Rabbi Shmuel taught us, Yochel Yalla Adam Maisa Sheni Lishlayim V'yechlenu Bizmanazeh, that since Rabbi Shmuel holds that one has to take off Maisa Sheni even Bizmanazeh, as Kedusha Sa'aretz Lei Batla, that one would think that one could take Maisa Sheni to Yishlayim and eat the Maisa Sheni in Yishlayim even without being pointed to Maisa Sheni even Bizmanazeh when there is no Beis HaMikdash. However, Rabbi Shmuel teaches us that that is not true, as Vidinu, as this will be learned from Imam Metzinu, as we know during the time of Beis HaMikdash, Bechor that a Bechor that was given to a Kohen has to be brought to Yishlayim, and Maisa Toyin Avoyis Mokayim and Maisa Sheni also had to be brought to Yishlayim. Therefore, we learn in Ma'am Tzinu, Ma Bechor Eino El B'fnei Abayis, just like Bechor cannot be eaten unless he's in front of the Abayis, and unless the Beis HaMikdash is still standing, Af Maisa Eino El B'fnei Abayis. Therefore, the same is true, but he gave Maisa Sheni, and he can only eat Maisa Sheni when the Beis HaMikdash is around, and not after it's destroyed. Ayin Rashi points out that even though the Gemara takes it as a given that a bechor cannot be eaten b'zman hazeh, however, lo kamei parach maishna bechor de pshitle umaishna maisa de miboyle, but the Gemara will actually ask this question as to how we know that bechor cannot be eaten b'zman hazeh. And Rishmol continues that if you will tell me that you can't learn based on this mamatzino, as is the difference between bechor and maisa, as mal bechor shekin tar matin dom ve'imun gam mizbeach, as possibly since the bechor has a connection to mizbeach, as is a requirement to have matin dom ve'imun on the mizbeach, so maybe there's a din that it can't be eaten after the Churban Abayis. However, possibly since Maisa Sheni are Paris and they're not brought to the Beis HaMikdash and there is no Matan Dom Ve'imurim, so maybe one could eat Maisa Sheni even after Churban Abayis. However, Zok Rabbi Shmuel Bikurim Yichichu, that we can still make a Mamatzinu between Bikurim and Maisa Sheni, and as Rashi points out, Bikurim Yichichu She'ein Tu'un Matan Dom Ve'imurim Yitzrichim Bayis, and it still requires the Beis HaMikdash Kedichsiv V'nicha Lefnei Mizbach Hashem Alekecha, and just like Bikurim cannot be eaten after the Churban Abayis, so too Maisa Sheni cannot be eaten after Churban Abayis. However, once again, the Gemara states that it's not a proper Mamatzinu, as Ma'al Bikurim she came to Unan Anocha, as possibly the reason why Bikurim cannot be eaten after Churban Abayis is because there's a requirement for Anocha in front of Mizbeach. Since there's a connection to the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe there's a requirement for the Achila to be at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is still around. However, since Ma'aseh Sheni has no connection to the Beis HaMikdash at all, there's no requirement for Matan Dam Ve'Murim, and there's no requirement for Anocha either. So possibly one would be able to eat Ma'aseh Sheni even after Churban Abayis. Therefore, Rav Shmuel explains, Talmud Leimus, we have a hekesh from a pasuk in Pashas Re'eh, where the pasuk states, "V'chatul fnei Hashem Elkecha b'mokem eshiv chalashakin shmei Shom maaseh degoncha tireishcha v'yisurecha uv'chayis bekorcha v'tzeinecha l'mantumad liras Hashem Elkecha kol yamim." This pasuk speaks about Ma'aseh Sheni as well as Bechor, and therefore we have a hekesh between Bechor and Ma'asa. And as we know, im eshiv nala hekesh and ma Bechor in al b'fnei Abayis af Ma'asa in al b'fnei Abayis, and therefore we have a proper limud that just like it's pashut that a Bechor cannot be eaten after the Churban Abayis, therefore Ma'aseh Sheni can also not be eaten after Churban Abayis prior to one being put to the Paris. The Gemara continues that we were previously trying to learn out of Mamatzinu, and even though we now have the Hekesh, why do we continue and try to figure out if the actual Mamatzinu would work based on Atzad HaShava and Ben Hadadina V'Nesu B'Ma'atzad, and why didn't we previously state that we can learn the Din of Ma'aseh Sheni from the Din of Abachar as well as Bikurim? The Gemara answers, Meshum the Ikla Mifrach, as certainly the Atzad HaShava would not work, as Mal Atzad HaShava Shepen Shekin Yish Ben Tzad Mizbeach. Although Bechor and Bikurim do not have the same exact chumrais, but ultimately both have a connection to the Beis HaMikdash and to the Mizbeach, maybe that's why they can't be eaten after Churban Abayis, but possibly we would say that Ma'aseh Sheni could be eaten after Churban Abayis. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel required a Hekesh as a Meshivin ala Hekesh. And before we continue, let us point out that certainly the Torah tells us b'negei Ma'aseh Sheni that it has to be eaten l'fnei Hashem alakecha, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Re'eh in Perakir Beis Pasuk Zion states, v'achaltam sham l'fnei Hashem, and as Pasuk Yud Ches states, however, this Pasuk only tells us that Ma'aseh Sheni has to be eaten in Yushlayim when there is Kedushas Yushlayim. However, the Gemara's question was, is there still Kedushas Yushlayim in order to be able to eat Ma'aseh Sheni even Bezman Azeh? Also keep in mind that when the Gemara discussed Bikurim, certainly we're not talking about a case where a person brought Bikurim Bezman Azeh, as certainly a person can't bring Bikurim Bezman Azeh. The Gemara is speaking about a case where a person brought Bikurim prior to the Churban Abayis, and then prior to eating the Bikurim in Yushlayim, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Gemara tells us that certainly one would not be able to eat Bikurim after Churban Abayis. And let us also remember that the reason why we brought down this Braisa is in order to find a Makar that if one did Zrikas Adam of the Kachem Kalim prior to Churban Abayis, and then there was Churban Abayis, then one would not be able to eat that Kachem Kalim. We will see the Makar in a few more lines. And the Gemara continues that it seemed to have been Pasha to Rabbi Shmuel that certainly Bechor cannot be eaten as manazeh, even though he had a shayla ben gay and ma'aseh sheni, and therefore the Gemara asks, Ma'kasava, what is the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel that he held that Bechor and ma'aseh would be different? As the Gemara continues, Ikasava, Kedush Rishayna, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asalavai, Afil Bechor Nami, as if he would hold that the Kedush Rishayna of the Beis HaMikdash, as well as the Kedush Shni of the Beis HaMikdash, not only Kodesh at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but they also continue after Churban Abayis, and should be pushed to Rabbi Shmuel, that not only can ma'aseh sheni be eaten after Churban Abayis, as it would still be considered l'fnei Hashem, but this din should apply to Bechor as well. And as Rashi states, I feel Bechor, Yaakov v'yoichol, and even b'degei Bechor, someone should be able to be makrav Bechor and actually eat the Bechor. The amanda islay kitchel aslavay islay shemakriven afal pishen bayis, and one could build a mizbeach by the mokam ha-migdash and shech the Bechor, then eat the Bechor. V'ikasav aloy kitchel aslavay, and if you will say that although Rabbi Shmuel holds kedushas ha'aretz lay batla, and certainly there's a requirement to be mafresh a Bechor and to be Mafresh Ma'aseh Sheni, however, ultimately the Beis HaMikdash lost its Kedusha after Churban Abayis, but if so, I feel Bechor Nami Tabayi, then why do Rabbi Shmuel only have a Shaila B'degei Ma'aseh Sheni? His Shaila should be applicable even B'degei Bechor, and the Shaila would be the same as the Torah requires L'fnei Hashem both by Bechor and by Ma'aseh Sheni, and therefore the Shaila would be, do we say that even though the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was batal, but as long as one eats Bechor or Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, it would still be considered L'fnei Hashem, and one would be able to eat both the Bechor and Ma'aseh Sheni, or would we say that since the Beis HaMikdash is no longer Kadosh, therefore it's no longer considered l'fnei Hashem, nowadays one would not be able to eat either Bechor or Ma'aseh Sheni? As Rashi points out, b'negei Bechor, k'gon shekarvu dam v'emur v'chor v'abayis, that one brought a Bechor and was makriv its dam and its emurim prior to Churban Abayis, and after the Churban Abayis is a shayla that since it's basas kayim ma'u shi'achlu, and Al Gemara now explains, amar vina lo ilum kasava lo kitcha, it really Rabbi Shmuel holds that Kedusha Rishayna Shni Shviya is Kitchel Shaitav Loy Kitchel Aslavai, Vahachar Bayeskinim, Bebechosh, Nizu Kedomai, Kedom Churman Abayis, Vechorva Abayis, Vadayim Besari Kayim. And over here, we're talking about the case that we mentioned previously, that the Bechor already was brought prior to the Churman, and the Zrikas Adam was done properly before the Churman Abayis, and then the Churman happened, and the Kohen wants to eat its basa. Ravina continues to explain that it was Pasha to Rabbi Shmuel that the Kohen cannot eat the basa of a Bechor after the Churman. The reason is, Ve'ishkis Beshari L'domai, and this is based on the Pasuk in Pasha's Kirach, as the Pasuk tells us, B'negei Bechor, Ach Bechor Shor, Oy Bechor Chesav, Oy Bechor Eiz, Le'sifte, Kodeshem, As Domum Tizrek Alam Izbech, As Chelbum Takter Ishel Reach Nechoyach Hashem. The Pasuk mentions the Dam of the Bechor, and then the next Pasuk states, U'besorim Yiloch, Kechazei Atufa, Cheshei Kayomim, L'choyia, that the Kohen should keep its Basar, and therefore we see a comparison and a Hekish between the Dam of Bechor and the Basar of Bechor, Ma'adomai B'mizbeach, Apesori B'mizbeach, and just like the Zrikas Hadam has to be done on a Mizbeach, it certainly is prior to the Churban Abayis, therefore the same din applies B'negei the Basar, as the Basar can only be eaten when there's a Mizbeach around. Then V'osi Maisev Yalfim Bechor, we then had a Hekish that compared the din of Maisev to the din of Bechor. As we stated previously, just like one cannot eat the Basar of Bechor after the Churban Abayis, one cannot eat the Peris of Maisev Sheni prior to Pidyon after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and it's from this point of the Gemara that Abayis stated that we learned a din that Mizbeach Shenifkam ain't Echlim Kachim Kalim, if one brought Kachim Kalim, and even if he did Zrikos properly, and then the Mizbeach broke, and he would not be able to eat the Basar of the Kachim Kalim, just like we see B'negei HaBechor, one cannot eat the Bechor after the Churban Abayis, so similarly one would not be able to eat any Kachim Kalim after the Churban Abayis, and therefore the same didn't apply if the Mizbeach broke, that a person would not be able to eat Kachim Kalim. The Gemara now continues that we just learned Basar from Dam based on Hekish, and then we learned Maisel from Bechor based on another Hekish, and therefore the Gemara is that we have a cloud b'negei kachim, a double alam b'hekish cannot be learned with another hekish, and therefore how could this be a proper makar? And the Gemara responds, "Maisa dogan chulunhu," that even though it's true that bechor is kachim, however maisa sheni is chulin, therefore the cloud of double alam b'hekish in chayzum alam b'hekish doesn't apply. However, the Gemara continues and is hanicha l'manda ama basal lamed as linan, that this works out very well according to the manda ama that says that we have to look at what we are learning too. And since in our case we are learning a din to Maisa Sheni, and Maisa Sheni is Chulin, therefore the klal of Dovah Lam Behekish in Chayzum Lam Behekish doesn't apply. But according to the Manda Omar, that the klal of Dovah Lam Behekish in Chayzum Lam Behekish applies as long as we're trying to learn from Hekdish. So over here we're trying to learn from Bechor, which is Hekdish, and if so, the klal of Dovah Lam Behekish in Chayzum Lam Behekish should apply. However, the Gemara answers Dalam Basa Chadam Milsihi, that although we learned the Hekish between Dalam Basa, but really Dalam and Basa are stating the same pasuk and they're referring to the same carbon, and therefore certainly the dinim should be the same. Therefore, the klal of dov alam behekish in chayzum alam behekish doesn't apply, and we could still learn out the din of maisa from the din of bechor. Just to reiterate, the Gemara's raya, as since we learned b'negei bechor, even if someone will bring a bechor during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would still not be able to eat the basar after churban abayis. Therefore, as the Shita Mekubetza states, b'kivin the gal b'bechor hu adin b'shach kadim kalim and chamay damrinon. And we will stop over here.